Young, and this is VOA 1, The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Today on the program, Katie Weaver tells us about the peak bloom of Washington, D.C.'s cherry blossom trees. Brian Lynn presents this week's technology report. We close with the next part of our U.S. history series. But first, here is Katie Weaver.
Thousands of Japanese cherry trees are blooming on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. When the trees reach peak bloom, the United States capital city is awash in pink and white. In the 1920s, the average peak bloom date was April 5th. That moved up to March 31st in recent years. And the 2023 peak arrived yet a week earlier, the National Park Service said last week. "I'm feeling like this is going to be the trend because of climate change," said Matthew Morrison. He is the Park Service's urban forester, charged with overseeing the trees' care. The yearly National Cherry Blossom Festival will run through April 16th this year. It celebrates Japan's 1912 gift of 3,020 cherry trees to the city of Washington. Two of those trees were planted by First Lady Helen Herron Taft and Viscountess Chinda, wife of the Japanese ambassador to the United States, with just a few onlookers present. The average life of a Japanese cherry tree is between 30 and 40 years. Yet the two trees planted by Taft and Chinda and several others are still standing 111 years later. "That defies science," said Morrison. He credited the tree's long life to a little bit of magic and the year-round care his team provides. Many of the 3,700 trees blooming at the park today come from cuttings from the first trees, Morrison said. Others are regularly donated by the Casey Trees Group of Washington. Morrison oversees a team of just three arborists. They are charged with caring for the cherry trees and keeping a personal health record for each. 3 years ago, Morrison introduced the practice of mulching trees with large amounts of wood chips to help their growth. "As the chips break down," he said, "they release fungi and bacteria to help the tree's roots." The wood chips also serve as a barrier between the grass and the trees. This prevents accidental cuts caused by lawn equipment. Morrison suggests the same practice for homeowners growing trees in their own yards. "When wood chips are applied over the root areas," he said, "it would never need any fertilizer, amendments, or more water. Even on the hottest days of summer, when it hasn't rained, I dig down in the wood chips and find moisture," he said. Morrison said most of the National Mall's cherry blossom trees are Yoshino. "It's one of the best growers and the best to flower, he said. Kwanzan cherry is also a good grower and gets a little bigger than Yoshino. As for the National Cherry Blossom Festival, there are still several events throughout Washington and its suburbs. They include a Japanese street festival, running events, fireworks, and food festivals. If you cannot make it, there is a bloom cam to look at the cherry blossoms. I'm Katie Weaver.
Political support appears to be growing in the United States for a complete ban on the popular video sharing service TikTok. If such a ban does happen, it could force many TikTok influencers to seek out new ways to publicize their material. An influencer is a person who has a large following on social media and aims to popularize products. Several nations, including the United States, moved in recent months to ban TikTok on official government devices. The governments said they acted because of national security concerns. U.S. government officials have warned TikTok's owner, Chinese company ByteDance, could be sharing user data with China's government. Critics say China could also use TikTok to spread misinformation and that media on the service can harm the mental health of young users. TikTok has more than 150 million users in the United States and is especially popular with teenagers and young adults. The service, or app, uses machine learning methods to predict what videos users will want to see based on their past choices. TikTok's chief executive, Xu Zichu, recently testified at a congressional hearing about the government's concerns with TikTok. Chu denied ByteDance shares data with the Chinese government. He noted TikTok had launched a new effort to protect data on American users. He said TikTok plans to store the information on server computers operated by technology company Oracle in the U.S. Cassidy Jacobson is a 19-year-old TikTok influencer who currently has more than 1.5 million followers. She published her first video on TikTok when she was 13 years old. It showed her dancing. She keeps her fans interested with her love of dance and hair care. Jacobson is preparing for the possibility that she may have to take her videos to another service if TikTok is banned in the U.S. She spoke to Reuters news agency about her thoughts on current political pressure to ban the app. TikTok is kind of rocky right now, and the goal of a content creator is to grow yourself across platforms, to have a solid community, Jacobson said. You don't just want to focus on one app. Jacobson said she is already thinking about ways to diversify her material. For now, she is making sure she expands her video offerings on services like YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Jacobson said she would favor measures to make technology companies responsible for their actions over a complete ban of services like TikTok. There needs to be protection for users on apps. I think the only way is for the government holding companies accountable, whether they're U.S.-based or they're based in China, she said. Transgender TikTok creator Naomi Hartz has developed a following by sharing her personal story and publishing content that urges people to be true to themselves. Naomi Hartz told Reuters she is not sure about moving to other services since TikTok has given her many chances she was not able to find anywhere else. As a trans person in this world, they, society, don't really care about us. So to be able to make six figures a year because of TikTok and brands reaching out to me because of that app, it's wild, Naomi Hartz said. TikTok supporters say the app provides benefits beyond its popularity and fans. They believe the service provides influencers with money and establishes a sense of community and new paths to social change. Some experts have urged U.S. officials to take less direct steps against TikTok. Freedom House Research Director for Technology and Democracy, Ali Funk, told Reuters there are less severe measures the government could take. Funk called on the U.S. Congress to pass a strong privacy law and increase requirements for companies to be more transparent about their operations and practices. I'm Brian Lynn.
Brian Lynn joins me now to talk more about this week's technology report. Thanks for being here, Brian.
Of course. Glad to be here, Ashley.
Your report explored what might happen to TikTok influencers if the U.S. government decides to completely ban the popular video sharing service. Today, let's discuss some terms from the story that might be new to English learners.
Okay, yes, that sounds good, Ashley. First, I'm going to talk about the word platform. As a noun, the word is used quite often in technology stories. As used in the report, the term describes the different ways a person or organization can publicize their ideas and opinions. So, in this case, TikTok is the platform the influencers use to release their content to the world. Other examples of platforms used for this purpose would be Facebook, YouTube, or even an internet streaming service.
Okay, what about other uses of the word?
So, another definition of platform is a piece of equipment used to hold people who are performing or gathered for a public event. Another interesting use of the word is when it is used to describe a set of goals a particular political party or candidate has. An example of this would be a politician who campaigns on a platform of lower taxes.
Are there any other words you would like to talk about?
Well, how about the term transparent? In today's report, an internet expert was urging U.S. lawmakers to pass measures requiring technology companies to be more transparent about their operations. So a basic definition of the word would be something that is clear and easy to understand or recognize. And synonyms for the word include open and clear. And another definition of transparent is closely related. It means something you can completely see through, such as a glass object.
Well, thanks again for joining me today, Brian.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ashley.
VOA Learning English has launched a new program for children. It is called Let's Learn English with Anna. The new course aims to teach children American English through asking and answering questions and experiencing fun situations. For more information, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.
Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History in VOA Special English. There were many changes in the social customs and day-to-day life of millions of Americans during the administration of President Calvin Coolidge. Many young people began to challenge the traditions of their parents and grandparents. They experimented with new ideas and ways of living. People of all kinds became interested in the new popular culture. Radio and films brought them exciting news of court trials, sports heroes, and wild parties. The 1920s also was one of the most active and important periods for the more serious arts. Writers, painters, and other artists produced some of the greatest work in the nation's history. Kay Gallant and Harry Monroe take a look at American arts during this exciting period.
Most Americans approved strongly of the economic growth and improved living conditions during the 1920s. They supported the conservative Republican policies of President Calvin Coolidge, and they had great faith in the country's business leaders and economic system. However, many of the nation's serious artists had a different and darker view of society. They were troubled deeply by the changes they saw. They believed that Americans had become too interested in money and wealth. These artists rejected the new business society, and they also questioned the value of politics. Many of them believed that the First World War in Europe had been a terrible mistake. These artists had little faith in the political leaders who came to power after the war. They felt a need to protest the way the world was changing around them.
The spirit of protest was especially strong in serious American writing during the 1920s. Many of the greatest writers of this period hated the new business culture. One such writer was Sinclair Lewis. He was the first American to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. Lewis wrote about Americans living in the towns and villages in the central part of the United States. Many of the people in his books were foolish men and women with empty values. They chased after money and popularity. In his famous book, Main Street, Lewis joked about and criticized small-town business owners. Social criticism also was central to the writing of the newspaper writer H. L. Mencken from the eastern city of Baltimore. Mencken considered most Americans to be stupid and violent fools. He attacked their values without mercy. Of course, many traditional Americans reacted strongly to such criticism. For example, some religious and business leaders attacked Mencken as a dangerous person whose words were treason against the United States. But many young people thought Mencken was a hero whose only crime was writing the truth.
The work of Lewis, Mencken, and a number of other writers of the 1920s has been forgotten by many Americans as the years have passed. But the period did produce some truly great writing. One of the greatest writers of these years was Ernest Hemingway. Hemingway wrote about love, war, sports, and other subjects. He used short sentences and rough words. His style was sharper and different from traditional American writing, and his strong views about life set him apart from most other Americans. Another major writer was F. Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald wrote especially about rich Americans searching for happiness and new values. His books were filled with people who rejected traditional beliefs. His book, The Great Gatsby, is considered today to be one of the greatest works in the history of American writing. A third great writer of the 1920s was William Faulkner. Faulkner wrote about the special problems and ways of life in the American South. His books explored the emotional tension in a society still suffering from the loss of the Civil War 60 years before. Some of Faulkner's best books were The Sound and the Fury, As I Lay Dying, and Absalom, Absalom. Like Hemingway, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
The 1920s also produced the greatest writer of theater plays in American history, Eugene O'Neill. O'Neill was an Irish-American with a dark and violent view of human nature. His plays used new theatrical methods and ways of presenting ideas, but they carried an emotional power never before seen in the American theater. Some of his best-known plays were Morning Becomes Electra, The Iceman Cometh, and A Long Day's Journey into Night. A number of American writers also produced great poetry during the 1920s. Probably the most famous work was The Wasteland, a poem of sadness by the writer T.S. Eliot.
There also were important changes in American painting during the 1920s. Economic growth gave many Americans the money to buy art for their homes for the first time. 60 new museums opened. Slowly, Americans learned about serious art. Actually, American art had been changing in important ways since the beginning of the century. In 1908, a group of New York artists arranged a historic show. These artists tried to show real life in their paintings. They painted new kinds of subjects. For example, George Bellows painted many emotional and realistic pictures of the sport of boxing. His work and the painting of other realistic artists became known as the Ashcan School of Art. Another important group of modern artists was led by the great photographer Alfred Stieglitz. This group held a major art show in 1913 in New York, Chicago, and Boston. The show presented modern art from Europe. Americans got their first chance to see the work of such painters as Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque. The show caused a huge public debate in the United States. Traditional art critics accused the organizers of the show of trying to overthrow Christianity and American values. Former President Theodore Roosevelt and others denounced the new art as a threat to the country. However, many young American painters and art lovers did not agree. They became very interested in the new art styles from Europe. They studied them closely. Soon, Charles DeMuth, Joseph Stella, and other American painters began to produce excellent art in the new Cubist style. John Marin painted beautiful views of sea coasts in New York and Maine, and such artists as Max Weber and Georgia O'Keeffe painted in styles that seemed to come more from their own imagination than from reality. As with writing, the work of many of these serious modern painters only became popular many years later.
The greatest American designer of buildings during the 1920s was Frank Lloyd Wright. Wright believed that architects should design a building to fit its location, not to copy some ancient style. He used local materials in new ways. Wright invented many imaginative methods to combine useful building design with natural beauty. But again, most Americans did not know of Wright's work. Instead, they turned to local architects with traditional beliefs. These architects generally designed old and safe styles for buildings, for homes, offices, colleges, and other needs.
Writers and artists now look back at the roaring 1920s as an extremely important period that gave birth to many new styles and ideas. Hemingway's style of writing continues to influence American writers. Many painters say the period marked the real birth of modern American art. And architecture students in the United States and other countries now study the buildings of Frank Lloyd Wright. The changes in American society caused many of these artists much sadness and pain in their personal lives. But their expression of protest and rich imagination produced a body of work that has grown in influence with the passing years.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow to keep learning English through stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.